at the back of the end zone on the boot is Mike Coons. And so Dixie will begin this first series of downs. Dixie on offense, Ricks College on defense. It'll be first and 10 for the Rebels at their own 20-yard line. Dixie versus Ricks. Dixie has gone 20 years between wins, or from the last win to this point, at Rexburg, Idaho. And the key today for Coach Greg Croshaw is to try to break that long drought. Wide receivers on each side, high formation on the running backs, and in motion is the tight end, Kirk Miller. But there's a jump on the left side, going too early. Anxious out there was the left tackle for Dixie, Kelly Curtis, jumping a little too early. So it will be a penalty coming up against Dixie. Not a good way to begin things. 5-yard penalty to begin the ball game, and Dixie will now have first and 15. Put it at the Dixie 15-yard line, and no time has run off the clock yet. First 15 minutes of this game, Dixie versus Ricks. As we mentioned, Ricks is 4-2 on the year, 3-2 in conference play. The non-conference win came against a four-year school, Western Montana, an NAIA school. In the first game of the year, Dixie has played two non-conference foes, and so the Rebels are 6-1 on the year. First down, 15 yards to go. In motion, Kirk Miller. Gamble hands it off. Up the middle goes Glenn Evans, and Evans across the 17, down near the 18-yard line. Put it on the 18 as the officials step in and say, hey, this is where it belongs. Make it second down, 12 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 18-yard line. Beautiful weather conditions. The best weather conditions I have ever seen at Ricks College for a Dixie versus Ricks football game. We've had some good weather on occasion, but it's usually been cold. In motion, Kirk Miller once again. Wide receivers on each side. Gamble pitches to the tailback, Sean Hunter. Hunter looking for some running room. Has some across the 20, down near the 25, down at the 27-yard line. Let's see where they give him his forward motion. Looks like it'll put it just beyond the 27-yard line. So Hunter cuts to the left side and then turns upfield. And Hunter makes a third down. Put it at the Dixie 27, third down and 3 yards to go. So Dixie trying to establish that running game early. Hunter, the tailback. Glenn Evans, the fullback. Kirk Miller into a slot position from a tight end. In motion is Kirk Miller. Right to left, pitch goes to the tailback. Sean Hunter looking for the running room, will not get it. Caught from behind at the 27-yard line. Maybe a half-yard gain on the play. Brought down there by Brad Jorgensen on the tackle. And Lua Afatafi. So no gain on the play, and fourth down, 3 yards to go. And Dixie will be forced to give up the football early in this game. The 5-yard penalty hurt right off the bat. Dixie versus Ricks College. Ricks, the best passing team in the conference. Although Mike Gamble this week on net yards is the number one quarterback in the league. The low driving kick now gets a little lift from Troy Campbell. Back there deep to receive it is Steve Draney. Draney back at the 30, at the 40, at the 45. Draney at midfield, knocked down into Dixie territory. Finally trapped inside the 45 near the 43-yard line. So Steve Draney on the big run back gives Ricks College outstanding field position with 13:03 left in the first quarter of play. First down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 43-yard line. So from the Ricks 30 to the Dixie 43, an outstanding run back by Steve Draney. 13:03 left in the first quarter of play. Wide to the left. Double check our numbers again. That's Garen Jepson, the number two receiver. Wide receiver to the right also. And Fotu Katoa, the tight end, into a slot position. Moves again. Right to left, then left to right. Back to pass is the quarterback, Dan English. Hits the running back out of the backfield. Getting down the sidelines and close to a first down is Kirk Copeland. Copeland out of the backfield catches the pass from quarterback English. Dan English, wearing number 19, a freshman, and the son of Wally English, former head coach at Tulane University. Wally is still on staff or still on the payroll for Tulane University, but has volunteered to help out here. They ruled that Copeland stepped out of bounds inside the 40 near the 38-yard line, so make it second down, 5 yards to go. I formation on the running backs, wide receivers each side. Katoa in motion, left to right. Draw play, handoff goes to Ricks College. Enough for the first down. Getting through there is Denny Dennis. Dennis, sophomore running back from UConn, Idaho, has the first down. Make it first down and 10. And Ricks College trying to test that Dixie defense in a hurry. Ricks traditionally has the highest powered offense in the league. Make it first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 31. The big run back by Draney got things going on the positive side for the Vikings. Ron Hahn, the coach for Dixie College, former quarterback at Dixie, back in the good old days, wide to the right. Once again, now is Mark Ottenshot, and to the left is Garen Jepson. In motion is Katoa. Katoa has set a record for the most touchdown passes. In the backfield, the pass is completed to Copeland. Gets away from Mark Brown. Down the sidelines, Copeland runs headlong into a Dixie ball player, but inside the 10, it'll be first and goal. Mark Brown came up and almost had Copeland in the backfield. But Copeland just kept going and has the first down. First down and goal. And Ricks College is stinging Dixie early. The question now becomes, was Dixie too high at this point coming into this game? First down and goal, and put it at the Dixie 7-yard line. Copeland gives Ricks a first and goal in the Dixie defense. Trying to get things going. Handoff goes to number 35, and there, Rob Farnsworth. Farnsworth from Sandy, Utah, gets a yard, maybe two on the play. And Ricks College trying to get their first score. Nope, just give it one. Make it second down and goal and put it at the Dixie 6-yard line. Ricks College fitting in the play with Mark Ottenshot. Ottenshot, a sophomore wide receiver from Salt Lake City, played quite a bit last year for the Vikings. No score yet. 11:30 left in the first quarter of play, but Ricks is threatening on their first series of downs. Wide to the left, very wide to the left, is Ottenshot. Leo Austin will be on Ottenshot. Quarterback Dan English. Handoff goes to Farnsworth. Farnsworth pushes forward inside the 5, down near the 3-yard line. As the officials take care of the stack there, down at the bottom of the stack is Dennis Wildman. Wildman in there. Dave Stoder in there. Mark it at the 3-yard line. Make it third down and goal to go and put it at the Dixie 3. So on the carry, Rob Farnsworth makes it third and goal in Dixie's defense, trying to prevent the touchdown. This began with a huge run back by Steve Draney on the punt. Wide to the right is Garen Jepson. Two receivers to the left. Katoa is out to the left, and Chris Schrade. Or Schrade, I should say, is out to the left also. In motion is Katoa. Back to pass, English. Over the end zone, the pass intended for Katoa, overthrown. Back there on the coverage was Mark Brown. Just followed Katoa from the time he went into the end zone. And the pass was overthrown, incompleted pass. And so will Ricks go for the touchdown on a fourth and goal, or will he call on the kicking game? It looks like the kicking game. Mike Coons, a 5'8 freshman from Clovis, California, will be doing the kicking. Mike Coons, fourth down and goal from the Dixie 3-yard line, and Coons will shape up at the 10-yard line. 20-yard attempt holding will be Garen Jepson. Coons, left-footed soccer-style kicker, and Rick's trying to get the first score. The snap, the kick, it looks good, or is it? Yes, it is. 3-0 Ricks with a 10:24 left in the first quarter of play, back in 60 seconds.
Southern Utah, you now have your very own trophy shop. Skip that long trip to Salt Lake or Vegas. Save time, save money, and save gas. Shop at the all-new Dixie Trophy on North Bluff and St. George. Dixie Trophy has a large selection of medals, plaques, ribbons, certificates, trophies, and a popular rainbow stone. Dixie Trophy also offers hats, T-shirts, and a professional engraving service. Visit Dixie Trophy, conveniently located in the new shopping plaza on North Bluff, a member of the Trophy Dealers and Manufacturers of America. The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane, or your trailer, or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road, or call 628-1651.
Take it, Larry.
Ricks College to do the kicking again. Coons booms it deep into the end zone, right to the back of the end zone, and Sean Hunter with a little bit of a tailwind, and Coons with a strong left leg. Sean Hunter elects not to run it back. So Dixie, first down and 10 at the Dixie 20-yard line. That field goal by Coons to make it 3-0 ends a scoring drought against the Dixie defense. Dixie had not allowed a score in six quarters. So Ricks College ends that string of shutout quarters by the Dixie defense. Wide to the left is Ron Wade. Bryant Hill to the right and split the running backs behind quarterback Mike Gamble. First down and 10 at the Dixie 20-yard line. Fumble on the play. Did Ricks recover or did Dixie? On the snap, Gamble backs away and down to the just inside the 8-yard line. So a loss of a couple of yards on the play. So a fumble. And once again, on the first down, Dixie moves backwards. Put it back at about the 7.5-yard line. So make it second down on a long 12 coming up just inside the Dixie 18-yard line. About a 2.5-yard loss. Johnny Brown in, or correction, Doc Savage in on the left side. Gamble, back to pass. Outlet pass goes to Savage. Savage gets away from one man at the 25 down near first down territory. Very close. Looks like he'll be about a yard short down near the 29-yard line. So the quick outlet pass to the left, and Gamble has Savage for the reception. Make it third down and a yard to go and put it at the Dixie 29-yard line. 9:29 left in the first quarter of play. Ricks with a 3-0 lead. The St. George Federal Credit Union can help you with your needs. They have a new contest now. Name the new building that will be going up. Also, for your financial needs, check with the Federal Credit Union. St. George Federal Credit Union. Handoff goes to, let's double check and see if that is Glenn Evans or Sean Simpson in there. Sean Simpson in, and Simpson has the first down across the 30. Down near the 35-yard line. So Simpson on the handoff gets the first down, and Dixie trying to come back, trailing 3-0. First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 35-yard line. Dixie, with a strong running game this year, as Glenn Evans and Sean Hunter, in average yards per game, are fifth and sixth in the conference, respectively. Gamble, outlet pass again to Savage. Savage trying to run with it, gets close to a 5-yard gain, up near the 40-yard line, rolled back by Ricks College. There on the tackle is Sean Leckington. Leckington on the tackle. Leckington, an all-conference performer, or correction, a all-conference potential performer, an outstanding freshman. Put it at the 40-yard line. Second down, 5 yards to go after the pass completion to Savage. Second and 5 at the Dixie 40-yard line. Gamble, long count, handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans breaks through, has the first down, down near the 50-yard line. Hit finally and dropped by number 49, Troy Fulmer. Evans slowed up at the line of scrimmage, then burst forward and got the first down plus 5. So Glenn Evans coming back puts the football at midfield, and Dixie has it first and 10 at the midfield marker, right at the 50-yard line. Wide to the right is Doc Savage. Wide to the left is Bryant Hill. 8-11 left in the first quarter of play. 3-0 Ricks on the 20-yard field goal by Coons. Gamble, draw play, goes to Glenn Evans. Evans met at the line of scrimmage, gets a yard, and then is wrestled down. Slowed down by number 56, Sean Leckington, and finally tackled by number 49, Troy Fulmer. So Fulmer on the tackle after Leckington slowed down Evans and give him just about a yard gain. Second down and just a smidgen over 9 yards to go for the first down. Put it at the Ricks 49-yard line. 3-0 Vikings over the Rebels. First quarter of play, 7:36 left in that first quarter of play. Split the running backs behind the quarterback. Gamble back to pass, has a little time, setting up the screen pass. The pass intended for Evans, and there's no flag on the play as Evans was decked just about the time the football got there. It was close to being an interference call, but it was not. Incompleted pass intended for Evans as a screen pass. Rick saw that one coming. Make it third down and 9, and they anticipated that one well. Dixie moving the football against Ricks College. Third down and 9 yards to go to a lone setback position. That's Glenn Evans. Two wide receivers and plenty of people at the line of scrimmage. Ricks, big rugged defensive line. Gamble back to pass, looking for his receiver, has it into and out of the hands of Glenn Evans coming out of that back. Correction, Sean Simpson coming out across the middle. Simpson was in first down territory and just couldn't hang on to it. Just a smidgen big for Simpson, but Simpson still couldn't hang on to it. Did get both hands on it. Fourth down, 9 yards to go, and Dixie forced to punt again. Ricks College with Draney back to receive, and Troy Campbell will be punting into a win. 7:20 left in the first quarter of play. The snap is good. The kick by Campbell, partially skimmed by a Ricks ball player, and that may prevent the big run back. Inside the 20, down near the 19-yard line, rolls back to the 20, and is stopped by Dixie. So it'll be first and 10, as Ricks College got a fingertip on that punt. First and 10 for Ricks at their own 20-yard line, with 7:10 left in the first quarter of play. 3-0 Ricks. First down and 10 at the Ricks 20-yard line. Ricks College has been traditionally very tough. The two losses this year came at Scottsdale and at Snow. The two of the teams who are above Ricks in the standings at this point. To the left, Garen Jepson. To the left, Mark Ottenchot. Double receivers out there to be covered by Leo Austin and Mark Brown. The handoff goes to Copeland, who has stopped in his own backfield. Fumble on a play. Did Dixie recover? There is a fumble, and the official says, no, keep the clock running. Apparently, Ricks did recover. It is Ricks football. Farnsworth grabbed by the nape of the neck almost and put it back at the 15-yard line. It looked like Dave Stoder, the man that got through there, make it second and 15 after that run and then fumble. Put it at the 15-yard line. 6:35 left in the first quarter of play. Ricks with a 3-0 lead by virtue of the field goal. Back to pass is English. English throwing over the middle, has it complete to Copeland coming out of that backfield across the 20 down near the 23-yard line. Dennis Wildman on the tackle. Also in there is Howard Reeve. Reeve in there and Dave Stoder also in there for Dixie College. Put it at the 23-yard line of Ricks College. So on the pass, English goes to Copeland and make it third down. About 7 yards to go for the Vikings. Third and 7 coming up for the Vikings. Paula's in St. George is now in their new location. They've been there for a little while now, but they still have the great food. Paula's on the bluff, North Bluff, just off of North Bluff. Eye formation on the running backs. In motion, Fotu Katoa, the leading receiver. Back to pass is English. English throwing out intended for the receiver on the left side, Mark Ottenshot, and Ottenshot had it skip into his hands. Up there on the coverage is Darren Lambert along with Leo Austin. So incomplete pass forces the punt for Ricks College. Fourth down, 7 yards to go coming up for Ricks. And the Rebels back to receive. To do the kicking will be Ricks. Three men back to receive for Dixie College. The kick comes down to Sean Hunter at his own 32-yard line. Looking to get away, cannot get very far away, down at the 39-yard line. Doug Bentley, who is an old Dixieite up here, enjoying the ball game, enjoying the sun. Beautiful sunny day, almost Dixie-type weather. Not quite that warm, but it's getting pretty warm. Put it at the 39-yard line. Dixie takes over, 5:30. Left in the first quarter of play. First down and 10 at the Dixie 39-yard line, just across the 39. One setback. Two receivers, one on each side. And quarterback Mike Gamble hands it off to Glenn Evans. Evans muscling his way forward, gets to the line of scrimmage, and then with some second and third efforts, took some people with him down near the 45-yard line. Looks like it'll be just short of the 45. The placement will be very close to a 6-yard gain. Make it second down and a long four coming up, just short of the Dixie 45-yard line. 5:07 left in the first quarter of play. 3-0 Ricks College. Dixie with good field position. Wide receivers on each side. The Rebels trying to score against Ricks College. Gamble, back to pass, steps back twice, hits his receiver, complete to Doc Savage. Savage at the 30, down to the 27-yard line. Savage very close to finding his way to breaking that one open. But the quick look-in pass, and Savage caught it in first down territory and took it clear down inside the 30 down to the 27. So Gamble to Savage. And suddenly Ricks College deep in their own territory on defense. First down and 10 and put it at the Ricks 27-yard line. crowd began as somewhat sparse for a Ricks College crowd, and with this weather, I couldn't believe that. I look out there now, and midway through the first quarter, people still coming in, and the stands are almost packed. First down and 10, inside the Ricks 27. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Breaks one tackle, still on his feet, then off his feet inside the 25, down near the 22-yard line. Evans, tough runner, the number one ball carrier for Dixie this year by a few yards over Sean Hunter. And Evans, 430 yards on the year, averaging 86 yards per game. Make it second down. Put it at the Ricks 22-yard line. Second down and 5 yards to go. To the right is Bryant Hill. To the left is Anthony Savage. Doc Savage, those are his first pass receptions in two ball games. Dixie really hasn't gone to Savage. Handoff goes to Evans. Evans knocked off his feet. Couldn't get quite to the first down territory, but it got within a yard inside the 20, down near the 18-yard line. So Evans on the carry, make it third down and a yard to go, and put it at the Ricks 18-yard line. Dixie Trophy in St. George is a place to go for all of your trophy needs. If you have someone you want to honor or need trophies for your group or organization, contact Dixie Trophy in St. George. Wide to the left, Ron Wade in there. To the right, Bryant Hill. And the lone setback, Dixie, a little bit different matchup now. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans will be very close to a first down. Evans may have picked up that yard. It's going to be a lot where the officials place the football. Dixie waving as if it was a first down, but Ricks may want to wait on that one. Fourth down, the official signals. Will there be a measurement? The officials get the request for the measurement from Mike Gamble, and that may mean a lot on what Dixie does, whether they go for the field goal or whether they go for the first down. You gamble this early in the ballgame. 3-0, Ricks with the lead. The measurement coming up. Just a reminder, Bradshaw Ford and RV Center now has the 86s in. So see the beautiful new Fords, Mercurys, and Lincolns, 86 models at Bradshaw Ford and RV. Just inches short, more like a foot and a half, actually, short on that carry by Evans. So make it fourth down, less than a yard to go. Put it inside the Ricks 18-yard line, and will Dixie go for it? Ricks College in a key defensive series. Will Dixie go for it? They are. Two running backs, Evans and Sean Simpson. Long count by Mike Gamble. Gamble on the quarterback keeper. Looks like he has it, but it will be very close. Looks like Gamble has it on the quarterback keeper. Kirk Miller is signaling first down. He thought Mike Gamble made it, and the question is, where do they place it? Ricks College signaling the other way. Lexington says, looks like they didn't make it. The officials may measure again. The question is on the placement. Did Dixie make it? Gamble on the quarterback keeper stepped just to the right of center and looked like he had enough. Lexington didn't think so. First down, Dixie. Put it inside the 17. So Gamble on the carry makes it first down and 10. Inside, inches inside, the Rick 17-yard line. And Dixie has four more downs to get even closer and try to get that touchdown. Dixie trailing Ricks by a 3-0 score as Ricks came right out and got the field goal. Dixie able to stop Ricks on a first and goal situation and force the field goal. The quick pattern to the left and the pass is thrown short of Ron Wade. May have been deflected at the line of scrimmage. Wade, inside the 15, could not come up with it as it skipped through his hands. Incompleted pass. That stops the clock. Make it second down. 10 yards to go. At the Rick 17-yard line, 2:29 left in the first quarter of play. Dixie trying to get their first score of the day. Into the lineup, Doc Savage with the play. Bryant Hill to the right. Split the running backs. In there, Simpson and Glenn Evans. Gamble at the quarterback position. Handoff goes to Simpson, and Simpson is met at the line of scrimmage. May have fumbled the football. We'll wait and see. Nope, he kept a hold of it. Inside the 16, gain of about a yard, maybe two. Make it a short 9 yards coming up. Third down, less than nine. Inside the Rick 16-yard line. So Simpson able to pick up about a yard and a half on the play. Third down and very long yardage. Gamble with wide receivers on each side. One lone setback. Gamble back to pass. Looking for some time. Throwing over the middle. Has it complete to Simpson. Dropped. There's a flag on the play. Looked like Simpson was going to hang on to it. He was met immediately, but there was a flag coming in from the far side, and that may go either way. May go against Dixie, may go against Ricks College. We'll wait and see. There's a flag on the far side. Ricks and Dixie, neither team celebrating a whole bunch. Incompleted pass intended for Simpson. Simpson had it with the right hand, looked like it was going to be caught, and then dropped it. Procedure call coming up against Dixie. That's the signal from Ricks, from a Ricks defender. Will it be accepted or will it not? Do you want fourth down and nine within field goal territory, or do you want to back Dixie off 5 yards and give them another shot at third down? That's the question. The officials now with that proposition to Sean Luckington. Apparently, the pass receiver downfield, apparently an ineligible receiver downfield. That was the signal and not a procedure call. And if that's the case, it's an incompleted pass and a fourth down situation. Fourth down and nine, loss of down also. Put it inside the Rick 16-yard line, and so Tim Wagstaff in to try to tie up the football game. Put it at the 23-yard line, 33-yard attempt, Troy Campbell to do the holding, and Wagstaff to try to make it 3-3, a minute 52 left in the first quarter of play. The attempt by Dixie College. The snap is good. The kick is up. The kick looks true, is it? No good. Just missed to the right. So Dixie misses on the field goal attempt with a minute 47 left. And Tim Wagstaff, shooting into that wind, cannot tie it. Fades just a little bit to the right. So the 33-yard attempt missed. And that's a long time. It's been a long time since Wagstaff has missed a field goal attempt. On the year, Wagstaff was 7 for 10, now make him 7 for 11, and didn't miss by much. So the field goal attempt by Wagstaff is no good. Ricks takes over, first down and 10, and put it at the Ricks 20-yard line. Still 3-0 Ricks College with a minute 47 left in the first quarter of play. Two receivers to the right. In motion is Ottenshot, right to left. Long count by Danny English. Handoff goes to Copeland. Copeland looking for some running room. Copeland has it inside the 25, across the 25, down to the 28-yard line. And Copeland, who has the longest run from scrimmage, set that this year in the history of Ricks College, picks up a quick 8 yards at the Ricks 28-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go. Had a 96-yard run earlier this year. And Copeland can fly. Kirk Copeland, a sophomore out of Idaho Falls. Two receivers to the right. One of those is Garen Jepson. And off goes to Copeland again. Copeland sweeping to the left. Has the first down. Is just it. Nope, but looks like he will be just short of the first down. Had the football across the 30-yard line, but the official comes over and says the toe went out here, and it's just inches short of the 30-yard line. So make it third down, less than a yard to go. Just short of the Ricks 30-yard line. Tough break for Ricks on that case because Copeland had leaned forward but did not have the football in first down territory. The toe went out of bounds. Football never did touch farther upfield. So by inches, Ricks College shooting at a third and inches situation rather than a first and 10. Receivers wide on each side. Danny English, the quarterback, the freshman in motion is Katoa. English, draw play, goes to Ricks College. Enough for the first down. It looks like Dennis is the man. Let's double check. Oh, correction, it is Copeland. Copeland leaping high. Copeland has been making the sweeps, and Dennis has been going up the middle. But this time Copeland only got a yard on the play, but it was enough. Make it first down and 10 just across the Ricks 30-yard line. First and 10 for the Vikings. In fact, less than a yard gain. Needed about a half yard to get the first down and got a half yard beyond that first down marker, and that was it. New wide receiver into the right. James Jackson looks to be, correction, not Jackson. Double check that number. New man in there. Back to pass is English. English has some time. Under pressure now. Throws the pass. Is it incomplete? It's overshooting the man intended out there for Kirk Copeland coming out of the backfield. Dixie on the coverage. Rick Wilson coming from the side. It was overshot intended for Copeland. So it'll be an incomplete pass. On the year, Ricks College has the third and fifth leading passers in the conference, total yardage-wise. Dan English is number three, and Todd Van Brocklin, the sophomore, is number five. Second down and 10, put it just across the Ricks 30-yard line. Two receivers to the right, 3-0, Ricks College, 35 seconds left in the quarter. Back to pass English, now starting to scramble. English getting a little more time. Newman hits English just as he lets fly with the football. Leo Austin was down, came up and tried to intercept the pass. Three flags went down, and we may have a pass interference call on Dixie. It may be a case where Dixie almost had the interception, almost had the sack as Newman hit the quarterback, but three flags went down upfield. And when three flags go down, you know something is in the works as far as a pass interference call. Mark it off. Pass interference, and Dixie, who had almost picked off that pass. Leo Austin was down on his knees, came up and tried to intercept it, but flags went down immediately. And the 15-yard penalty, pass interference, gives Ricks College a first down and 10. First and 10 at the Ricks 45-yard line. English just barely got that pass away. He was nailed by Newman just as he let go. Newman, who leads Dixie in sacks this year. English back to pass. Has some time. Coming from the outside, Stu Johnson. The pass incomplete. Intended for Farnsworth. English ends up flat on his face from Stu Johnson from the outside. Incomplete pass. Make it second down. 10 yards to go at the Ricks 45-yard line. Dixie may play it a little more on the conservative side defensively because Ricks is versatile offensively. And if you gamble too much, sometimes you get burned. Those cards go right up in smoke. Second down. 10 yards to go at the Ricks 45-yard line. The Vikings owning the football a long time in the first quarter. 22 seconds left in the first quarter, and Ricks with a 3-0 lead. Split the running backs. Now the shift. Now to a one setback position, and Copeland shifts into a slot position. Back to pass. English. English. Under pressure. Being chased. English scrambling. Looking upfield. English under pressure. English will slip and go down at the 40. Almost dropped the football. There on the pressure is Dennis Wildman, Darren Lambert also in there, and also on the pressure for Dixie College is Rich Cafusi. So down is English as he sprinted out to the right. That's the end of the first quarter, 3-0 Ricks. Let's take a 60-second break and be right back.
Paula's new restaurant is beautiful, it's spacious, and is now open to serve you. Paula's Mexican restaurant is roomy with private booths and inviting tables overlooking our fair city. You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff. Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st. The St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you.
On the first play of the second quarter, rolling out was English. He threw the pass intended for Farnsworth. It was down around the shoe tops, and Farnsworth just could not hang on to it. English now getting some pressure in that backfield as Stu Johnson coming from the linebacker position, doing a little gambling. Incomplete pass. Make it fourth down and 15, and Ricks forced into a punting situation again. First quarter ended with Ricks leading 3-0. The snap and the kick coming up by Ricks College. Number 39 is our man, Jerry Schmidt. The football bounding around and finally going out of bounds inside the 30. Ricks gives Dixie not bad field position, not great. Just that little so-so field position. So on the punt by Schmidt, make it first down and 10 and put it at the Dixie 28-yard line. 14:46 left in the first half of play. Dixie having a scoring opportunity and Wagstaff missing on the field goal attempt, just barely drifting to the right. Dixie allowed the field goal, prevented the touchdown, and allowed the field goal, and that was it. On the first series of downs for Ricks College, and since then it's been a defensive struggle. In motion, tight end Kirk Miller. Gamble pitches to his tailback, Sean Hunter. Hunter looking for running room across the 30, down near the 33-yard line, possibly to the 34. Let's see how they unstack. Down along the bottom of that stack is number 59, or 59, Tyler Shell. Shell in on the tackle. Troy Fulmer also in there, and you can bet Leckington is in there also. On the carry, a 6-yard gain, so make it second down, about 4 yards to go, and put it at the Dixie 34. Second down and 4 for Dixie College. Handoff goes into the middle, and scooting through, did Dixie get the first down? The question is did Glenn Evans get far enough to get that first down? And it looks like he did.
First down,
Glenn Evans able to squirm through and got just beyond the 38-yard line. Make it first down and 10. Not quite to the Dixie 39-yard line. And that was the second effort by Evans as he was stopped just a yard beyond the line of scrimmage. Hill to the right, Ron Way to the left. Slot back right, that's the tight end, Kirk Miller. Miller in motion. And off to the first man through, Glenn Evans. Evans, a big burst across the 45, down near the 46-yard line. Dragged down from behind by Tika Manu. And Tika, 6'4", 240-pounder out of Salt Lake City, one of the top defenders from last year, put it at the Dixie 46. So a quick 8-yard burst and make it second down. And 2 yards coming up, Glenn Evans on the ground. Dixie starting to put some yardage on the board, but still haven't put any points on. To the right, Anthony Savage. To the left is Bryant Hill, and Dixie establishing the running game now. In motion is Miller. Back to pass, Gamble. Gamble looks to the left under pressure. Pass deflected into the hands of... or deflected away. Gamble pumped once, couldn't hang on to it. Grabbed it a second time and then intended to pass for Sean Hunter and overshot his man. Gamble had the ball deflected right back into his hands. Picked it up again and threw the pass to Hunter. So an incompleted pass, almost a double incompleted pass. Make a third down and 2 yards to go at the Dixie 46. Hunter was out and beyond everyone else, but the timing was just upset by that deflection, initial deflection. Gamble, with enough presence of mind to grab the football and pass it again. Receivers out on each side. In motion is Miller, right to left. I formation on the running backs. Pitch goes to Sean Hunter, looking for the first down. Hunter will be met short of the first down. Got a yard. And then got Ken Lowry right in the midsection. So Hunter on the carry got near the 40, just across the 46-yard line. So make it fourth down and a short 2 yards, about a half-yard gain as the officials place it. And Dixie will be forced to punt again. Back deep to receive is Steve Draney, who really keyed that first score for Ricks with a big run back. Back to punt is Troy Campbell. Campbell, freshman out of Salt Lake City. Done an outstanding job. Campbell gets the boot away, a low driving kick right into the sun, and Draney cannot see it. Loses it in the sun at the 5-yard line, and it scoots into the end zone. Hits a marker in the back of the end zone. It'll be a touchback for Ricks College. So with 12:17 left in the first half of play, make it first down and 10 for the Vikings. And put it at the Ricks 20-yard line. Jones Paint and Glass in St. George. It's a place to go for your paint and glass needs. Remember, when you hear the crash, speaking of glass, think of Jones Paint and Glass. On the year, Campbell, one of the better putters, as Campbell has been putting very well this year. Number 3 in the league in putting. Jerry Schmidt has been the number 6 putter in the league statistically. Let's check the quarterback and see if it's still English. In motion is Katoa, left to right. New man in there is Van Brocklin. His pass is complete for a 6-yard gain to Copeland coming out of the backfield. New quarterback, Todd Van Brocklin. Van Brocklin played very well last year as one of the two quarterback rotation with Dan Keck. Hit Copeland coming out of the backfield, make it second down. And a long 4 yards to go at the Ricks 26-yard line. 11:48 left in the first half of play. 3-0 Ricks College on a 20-yard field goal. Split the running backs. Draw play. Opens up and then doesn't open up. Handoff went right to number 44, Mike Wilding, and reaching out with the left hand for Dixie was Bruce Bishop. Bishop got out with the left hand, and as he was down, tripped up Wilding as Wilding went by. So a loss of a yard on the play. Make it third down and 5 and put it at the Ricks 25-yard line. Third and 5 in the Ricks cheering section. Student body up cheering. This is seminary day at Ricks College. Seminary students from around Idaho on the campus enjoying the day. The pass almost intercepted. Intended out there for Katoa, and diving in front of Katoa was Mark Brown. Katoa got a hand on it, so did Brown, and the two of them came together. Incomplete pass. So Mark Brown will have a little pressure if it's going to be his man, Katoa. So the incomplete pass, and Ricks College forced the punt on a 4th-and-5 situation. Slowly but surely, Dixie College allowing less and less time on the field for the Ricks offense. Last time would have stopped him earlier, except for a pass interference call. Three men back for Dixie College. George Kahui up short, Leo Austin up short, and Sean Hunter deep. Long count. Jerry Schmidt to try to get the boot away. Big, big rush, and there is a flag on the play. Hunter grabs the football at the 30. Dixie almost got a piece of the football, but they did make contact with the punter. And so there's a penalty coming up. And Dixie, once again, with a chance to stop Ricks, the penalty has cost Dixie. 10:58 left in the first half of play. And there was contact with the putter. Not much, albeit, but you're not supposed to have any unless you get part of the football. Greg Croshaw arguing at the officials, or not arguing, but hollering at the officials, thinking that Dixie got part of that football. Talking now with the captain, offensive captain Dave Orndorff, the big center. What does Ricks want to do on a 4th-and-5 situation? If it's going to mean a first down, and it should mean a first down, you've got to look for that penalty. From the 25-yard line, Ricks College, as Dixie comes up with the roughing the kicker call. It looks like, let's double check, it's only a 5-yard penalty. And will it be 4th down in inches, or will it be 1st down? 5-yard penalty. What was the nature of the penalty? That's the next question. Unless it was not much of a roughing the kicker call. Is it enough for the 1st down, or is it not? Ricks College, now with a choice. Do you go for the punt again? Or do you go for the 1st down? Back deep to punt. So 5-yard penalty. Makes it 4th down, less than a yard to go. And Greg Croshaw, we can hear him hollering across the field. What was that all about? The officials with a timeout now, and they want to talk with Greg Croshaw. Dixo Gas in St. George can handle all of your propane needs. Remember Dixo Gas, now that the winter is getting close. What's taking place with the weather may be taking place in your home, and that's cooling down a whole bunch. So if you need propane for the winter, check with Dixo Gas. Greg Croshaw, wondering what's taking place, arguing with the officials right now, and he's quite animated talking with the officials, wondering what the 5-yard penalty was. There was no signal that I saw, but it was a 5-yard penalty, so it's 4th down and less than 1 inches to go, and put it at the just short of the Ricks 30-yard line. That would be what you would normally think would be a 1st down territory. But apparently the 5-yard penalty may have been from behind, somewhere in there, behind the 25-yard line. So a punting situation once again. And Jerry Schmidt, who faced 4 people, timeout called by Dixie just before the snap. Timeout Dixie with 10:57 left in the half. 3-0 Ricks. Let's take a 30-second break and be right back.
Now is the perfect time for painting your home. Ann Jones Paint and Glass has 1,001 beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. So dress up your exterior with the full satin latex house paint. For the inside story, you'll want the foolproof latex flat wall paint. At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll also find full stain oil-based stains and Fuller Glow latex stain enamel and much, much more. So if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. And remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
Apparently, Dixie, with the timeout now being charged, I'm not sure what the explanation is. There was no roughing the kicker signal given, although there was a little contact with the kicker, and if there's a little contact, it's up to the official whether there was an acting call or whether the kicker jumped into the defender and whether the defender actually roughed the kicker, but there was no roughing the kicker call. That should have been a 1st down. Apparently, Dixie had tried to call a timeout some way. And Dixie now with that timeout, now into the punting situation. 10:57 left in the half, and after all of that is scrambled around, the punt by Schmidt. High, and spiraling around, and Sean Hunter calls for the fair catch at the 35-yard line. Knee on the 35, the football will be placed with the tail of it, touching the 35 in the front on the Rick side of the Dixie 35-yard line. So this time, the punt is official, and Dixie, whatever that was involved, just delayed what the inevitable was, and that was giving up the football to Dixie. So with 10:49 left in the first half of play, first down and 10 at the Dixie 35, 3-0 Ricks. The first series of downs produced a 20-yard field goal by Mike Coons, and that's the difference in the ball game right now. One setback, wide receivers on each side. Gamble hands off to Glenn Evans. Evans hit at the line of scrimmage, slid to the 37 and leaned forward almost to the 38. The official will put it down just short of the 38-yard line. So Glenn Evans on the carry that time. Make it second down. And a long seven coming up, inches short of the Dixie 38-yard line. Second and a long seven and a half, more like it. Whatever the confusion was, it was strange. Whatever that penalty was all about. 10:15 left in the first half of play. 3-0 Rick, second and long yardage for Dixie. Copeland. Copeland on the halfback option under pressure. Copeland will be thrown for a loss back at the 7-yard line with 26 seconds left and the clock running. So Copeland looked like he was going to try to pass with it, but ends up with a 3-yard loss instead. Fourth down and 6 yards to go with 13 seconds left. Timeout called by the officials. They want to stop things for just a minute while the two teams exchange. Now the clock is beginning again. 7 seconds left. The first half is going to end with Dixie leading by a score of 10-3. Dixie 10, Ricks 3 at the end of the first half. Let's take a 90-second break, and we'll be back with halftime activity.
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3...
10-3, Dixie with a halftime lead as Dixie able to capitalize on one mistake by Ricks College to get a field goal to match Ricks' first score of the game. And then the defense has been the saving grace for Dixie in so many games this year as the offense has struggled off and on. But the offense is slowly getting things put together, getting a little more ball control situation. Let's take a look at this Dixie and Ricks ball game. Dixie forced a punt after their first series of downs, and Steve Draney really set the tone for Ricks College in their first score as Draney got the punt at the Ricks 30-yard line, ran it back to the Dixie 43-yard line. So Ricks began at the Dixie 43. The pass from English to Copeland took it to the Dixie 38. Then the run by Denny Dennis took it to the 31 and gave a first down. The pass to Copeland made it first and goal at the Dixie 7, and suddenly Dixie's defense with their backs right against the goal line. The run by Farnsworth produced a 1-yard gain down to the 6, and Farnsworth took it to the 3. Incompleted pass by English made it fourth down and goal to go, and Mike Coons drilled a 20-yard field goal to make it 3-0 in favor of Ricks College. Dixie came right back and got some first downs on the board, but forced a punt. Then their second series of downs, Dixie began with the football on their own 39-yard line and eventually pushed it down to the Rick 16-yard line on a 4th-and-9 situation, a 33-yard field goal attempt with a minute 47 left in the first quarter by Tim Wagstaff, faded just to the right and just missed, so the score remained 3-0. Ricks stopped at their own 30-yard line, got a pass interference call against Dixie, and it's a fairly obvious one when three flags go down. Got the pass interference call against Dixie and kept the drive alive, but then forced a punt. Defense put the respective defenses put the offenses under lock and key for a while. Finally, with 9:47 left in the second quarter of play in the first half, Kirk Copeland, on a carry, fumbled the football. The handoff wasn't quite there, and Rich Cafusi picked up the fumble. And Dixie had it first and 10 with 9:40 left in the first half at the Ricks 18-yard line. There was a fumble immediately on the handoff to Sean Simpson. The handoff was never completed. The ball popped up into the air. The fumble was recovered, it looked like, by Ricks initially. And Dixie signaled, then Rick signaled, then the football squirmed away again, and then the officials, with a trying to figure out who actually recovered the football, the officials were forced to give it back to Dixie. So on a second and ten situation, the incomplete pass, another incomplete pass, and on a fourth and ten situation at the Ricks 18, Tim Wagstaff drilled a 35-yard field goal with 8:35 left in the half to tie the ball game at 3. The next time Ricks had the football, Todd Van Brocklin, the quarterback, threw the pass interception. And Darren Lambert, coming up with his fifth pass interception of the year, gave Dixie the football, first and 10 at the Ricks 48, with 8:11 left in the first half of play. Beginning at the Ricks 48, Dixie got down to a fourth and one situation at the Ricks 4 and elected to go for it. Going to the left side of that line, Glenn Evans pushed through to make it first and goal at the Ricks 1-yard line. And then Evans, going to the left side again, nudged it in for the touchdown. The point after was added by Wagstaff with 3:28 left in the first half, and it was a 10-3 margin. Dixie recovered one more fumble, their own fumble, after a quarterback sack by Rich Cafusi forced a punt. Dixie on a first and 10 at the Ricks 41-yard line. Gamble threw the pass, but it was intercepted at the 3-yard line of Ricks by Kirk Davis. Then ended another scoring opportunity, and there you have your 10-3 advantage with Dixie over Ricks at the end of the first half. Let's take another 90-second break, and we'll be looking for our halftime guest after this.
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st, the St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you.
The new Bradshaw RV Center facility is now open to serve you. There's none finer. A 12-bay service garage, a free sanitary dump station, propane availability, and a service department with a big inventory of merchandise at prices you can't beat. This parts store has about everything you'd ever want for your recreational vehicles. Come see the big selection of motorhomes, fifth wheels, and travel trailers. It's all new, and it's great. Bradshaw RV Center, adjacent to Bradshaw Ford.
Southern Utah, you now have your very own trophy shop. Skip that long trip to Salt Lake or Vegas. Save time, save money, and save gas. Shop at the all-new Dixie Trophy on North Bluff in St. George. Dixie Trophy has a large selection of medals, plaques, ribbons, certificates, trophies, and the popular Rainbow Stone. Dixie Trophy also offers hats, T-shirts, and a professional engraving service. Visit Dixie Trophy, conveniently located in the new shopping plaza on North Bluff. A member of the Trophy Dealers and Manufacturers of America.
Back here at the Ricks College Viking Field, where Dixie has a 10-3 lead at the half over Ricks College. There are a lot of Dixie grads who are floating around this Idaho Falls area, and I just happen to see one in front of me here, Doug Bentley. Doug, what brought you to Idaho Falls?
I'm teaching seminary up at Skyline. Up there now.
Are you getting by with the cold weather yet?
Yeah. Kind of adjusting. A little 40 below is a little cold for St. George blood, but I'm making it.
Last call. With all of the fans up here for Ricks College, how do you find yourself living with being a Dixie fan?
I'm making it. I went out on a limb and predicted Dixie and took a lot of flack, but so far they've backed me up, so I guess I'll make it.
Your students giving you a bad time, don't they?
Oh, no. Good job. They don't give me too much data.
Let's talk a little bit about what's been taking place here at Ricks College today. That's one of the reasons why you came up here, right?
Yeah, they've got a Seminary Ricks Day, which I guess is kind of an opportunity to let, you know, most of the juniors and senior students from throughout southeastern Idaho, and I think even up to Logan, see what the campus is like and what kind of, you know, life they have to offer at Ricks College. And from what I've seen, it's a good experience for them.
Let's find out a little bit about this Southeast Idaho area. What, outside of being cold, what about the rest of the year?
It's pretty good weather. It's, like I said, it's quite a bit colder than what I'm used to. But last year there was a couple of months where it got, like I said, down to 44 below up in the Rexburg area here and around 35 to 38 below in Idaho Falls. And it's, people get snowed in quite a bit, but all I do is sit at home when the school's called out and sit by the fire.
Now, there's a lot of good football played at the high school level in this area, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Madison up here just jumped a level and came up a league, and they've hung right in there with the bigger class. Last night, Skyline and Idaho Falls, which is the traditional battle down here, was played, and I went out on a limb there. I said, they're probably done. I picked Idaho Falls in a local contest, and Idaho Falls won, so I don't know how I'm going to be greeted on Monday when I go back to Skyline, but they've got some pretty good athletes. In fact, there's a couple of kids I was going to go talk to Coach Croshaw about looking at.
Well, I know Crow was over there looking, watching the ball game last night. Yeah, they were watching it last night. That turned out to be a little bit of a rout for Idaho Falls.
Yeah, it wasn't expected to be that way. They Skyline has had a really good defense this year, and I don't know what hit them last night. They just got swamped in about a quarter of play. They scored 28 points.
Do you keep in contact with many of the other Dixie grads? Are there others in this area that you know of?
Oh, a few. John Bundy's up here, I guess, running a hog farm, and Kip Staley's up at St. Anthony here coaching basketball. In fact, last year was named the region coach of the year, and Dean Wood is over here working at the site. There's been a few trusty people up here.
So there are a few that come rooting for Big Red up here.
Yeah, I guess.
I'll let you make some predictions. What do you think?
Well, it's gone pretty much like I thought it would. I think the real key is whether Ricks can hold Dixie's offense. I haven't seen much of their offense, but Dixie's defense, I think, is looking stingy enough that I think that's the key, is whether Ricks can hold their offense or not.
Have you seen many of the Ricks games this year?
I have. This is the first one I've got up to. I'm planning on coming up to a couple more, but this is the first one I've actually got up to. Couldn't miss this one.
Couldn't miss this one. Idaho State also has quite a following in the Southeast area.
Yeah, Idaho State has done fairly well. Idaho this year seems to be the team to beat. They're ranked, I think, third or fourth in the country. And today they're going without their number one quarterback, but this guy on the bench currently is one of the stronger arms in the country. So pretty good tough football town this year in Idaho.
Doug Bentley, Dixie transplant, now transplanted in the colder weather. Thank you for being with us, and good luck with your career as a seminary teacher.
Okay, thanks a lot, Larry.
Let's take another 90-second break. 10-3 is the halftime score. Dixie out in front. We'll be back in 90.
The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane, or your trailer, or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road, or call 628-1651.
Hey, time out! Time out! Hey, listen up, you guys. Be a winner and hike on over to the new Paula's Mexican Restaurant on the Ridge. Paula's new delicious menu is as good as a touchdown. Paula's new restaurant is almost as big as our field, and you're sure to score points with the great atmosphere and the city view. There's just no way you can lose at Paula's. It's definitely not out of bounds. Make Paula's Mexican Restaurant on the Ridge your goal. Now get out there and fight, 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 fight!
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st, the St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you.
You just had to give it to me. I just took a big bite of a hot dog. That was close, so I'll talk with my mouth full for just a minute. Dixie versus Ricks College is a 10-3 score right now. I took too big a bite of the hot dog. Ricks College and Dixie doing a defensive battle. Let's take another 60-second break while I swallow this bite of hot dog, and I'll be right back.
Now is the perfect time for painting your home. And Jones Paint and Glass has 1,001 beautiful Fuller O'Brien colors for you. So dress up your exterior with the full satin latex house paint. For the inside story, you'll want the foolproof latex flat wall paint. At Jones Paint and Glass, you'll also find full stain oil-based stains and Fuller Glow latex stain enamel and much, much more. So if it's worth painting, it's worth Fuller O'Brien. And remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass on East Tabernacle.
Cafco Petroleum of Cedar City and the C-Mart convenience stores in Mesquite, St. George, at the Hilton, and at each of the three I-15 exits of Cedar City, along with the C-Mart store in Circleville, are pleased and proud to be part of the Dixie College football sponsorship. Enjoy the game and enjoy the convenience of the C-Mart stores, too. Check them for fast, convenient service for gasoline, snacks, and groceries.
Just for coming in to take a tour of the new Bradshaw RV Center, you can be treated to a barbecued steak dinner for two, two nights at an RV resort nearby, and two nights lodging. Come in and get the details. See the wonderful new facilities for RV enthusiasts, a 12-bay service garage, free sanitary dump station, a magnificent parts store, propane servicing, and new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels at Bradshaw RV Center.
We're getting some statistics right now for the halftime statistics, Dixie and Ricks College, and it has been a battle of defenses, and Dixie's offense is now in the process of three-timesing the Ricks total offense. Dixie doing slowly but surely what they had hoped to do. Ricks College jumped out early and got the field goal and did what Ricks traditionally does, and that's move the football and move it in a hurry. And then Dixie, slowly but surely, you could see the clamps start to come down on the Ricks offense. One scare on the pass down the sidelines where Ottenshot was wide open, but it was underthrown, and Ottenshot looked like he was running out of gas a little bit, had to come back and try to get the football and couldn't get the pass completion. As we looked at that, total yardage and first downs, Dixie leads Ricks College 156-50 in total yardage. And in first downs, 10-3. So Dixie dominating offensively. Not a huge amount of yardage, but 156 against a tough Ricks defense. When you hold a high-powered offense to 50 yards is a big difference. And Dixie now with a 10-3 lead over Ricks College. Two plays of note. Kirk Davis and Darren Lambert tied with four pass interceptions on the year. Each had one in this first half, and that made that put them out in front of everybody with interceptions, each with five interceptions on the year. Mark Brown for Dixie has four. Rick Wilson for Dixie has three. And so the challenging of the defensive backfields has not paid off for Ricks and almost paid off for Dixie, but the pass slightly underthrown, and Kirk Davis doing a beautiful job of stepping in front of Bryant Hill stopped a potential score by Dixie late in the first half. Right now, the Dixie defense has done the job on Ricks, and Ricks struggling on the offensive side. The quarterbacks between Dan English and Todd Van Brocklin have not been able to untrack that offense. English, the starting quarterback, and the freshman, Van Brocklin, the sophomore quarterback, came in and threw the one pass interception. But no touchdowns have been allowed for Dixie. The one field goal ended a six-quarter drought against the Dixie defense. Dixie had allowed a field goal in the second quarter against Mesa College and had not allowed another score before that opening field goal. We're about ready to go get underway with the second half of action. Let's take another 90-second break. Dixie with the lead, 10-3 over Ricks. Dixie 10, Ricks 3, back in 90 seconds.
Dixie Trophy has something for everyone. Sport fans, club members, school teachers, employers, professionals, cowboys, church leaders, and teachers will find a large selection of awards for their own specific organization. Dixie Trophy can also personalize T-shirts and caps with your message or picture, and their computerized engraver ensures prompt and accurate engraving on business signs, name tags, and plaques. See the trophy people at Dixie Trophy on North Bluff. The Dixie College football team has been our hometown team for a long time with a great tradition of excellence. Dixogas has been our hometown propane service center for almost as long with just as good a tradition of excellence. Dixogas is ready to help you prepare for the winter months. If it's your mountain cabin that needs propane or your trailer or just a small bottle for your camper, Dixogas can serve your needs. Dixogas even has a complete engineering and construction staff. Dixogas, your warmest friend. 528 North Industrial Road or call 628-1651.
Dixie, on the air, doing a difference in yardage of 330 yards per year per game for Dixie to 195 per game for the opponents. And right now, they're right on line with that average offensively and defensively, as Dixie and Ricks College have been battling for Ricks College, 3-for-9 for English for 36 yards, 1-for-5 for 6 yards for Van Brocklin, and these are the third and fifth leading passers yardage-wise in the conference. But Mike Gamble, after his big game last week against Glendale College, after some shakiness early in the year, finally has put things together, and Gamble now the leading passer in the conference in terms of total yardage. 10-3. Dixie out in front of Ricks at the end of the first half. Ricks will be receiving, and Dixie will have the wind to their backs to begin the second half of action. Ricks wants that football to begin things. Back deep to receive will be Mark Williams on the near side. Back very deep is Kirk Copeland, and on the far side is Steve Draney. Three pretty good run back artists, especially Kirk Copeland. He has been the most explosive this year. Copeland on the year with the record run from scrimmage, a Ricks College record run from scrimmage of 96 yards this year. Now, Johnny Green, we have not seen. Green had a 102-yard kickoff return earlier in the year. Mike Tuller, the kicker. Ricks College trying to get the offense on track, and they have not been able to since that opening series of downs. Tuller booms it deep into the end zone. Copeland in the end zone has second thoughts and decides not to run it back. So to begin the third quarter of play, Ricks College will have it first down and 10 and put it at their own 20-yard line. 10-3, Dixie with a lead at the end of the first half. Dixie trying to end a 20-year drought in terms of victories at Rexburg. Ricks College has gone at least 3 years that I can think of without losing on their home field. Wide receivers on each side. Ottenshot to the right, and to the left is Garen Jepson and the freshman quarterback in there, Danny English. Fotukatoa, the leading receiver in the nation, has not received a pass yet. The pass to the halfback, Kirk Copeland, and he's drilled in his own backfield. Loss on the play. Rich Kafusi got to Copeland. As soon as the pass got to Copeland, so did Kafusi. And make it at the 17-yard line, make it second down, 13 yards to go at the Rick 17. So a loss of yardage on that pass play. Into the lineup comes number 81, Chris Schrade. Second down, 13 yards to go. Dixie trying to keep in that number two position in the conference with hopes that Snow College can be knocked off tonight and maybe go into a tie for number one. Jepson to the left, Schrade to the right. One man into the slot position, that's Katoa. No, correction, that's Copeland. Under pressure, English throws the pass. Is it incomplete? Yes, it is. Intended for Schrade. As he got the football, Stoder drilled Schrade, and it's an incomplete pass. So make it third down, 13 yards to go at the Rick 17, and slowly, Dixie is cranking the vise a little tighter on defense. The thing is, Dixie is going to be looking for somewhat of a cushion if they can get it, as explosive as Ricks can be. 14:08 left in the third quarter of play. Dixie with a 10-3 lead. Third down, 13 yards to go at the Rick 17-yard line. English back to pass. The pressure on, throwing out to the left. The pass is into and out of the hands of Copeland. Copeland was right there but heard footsteps as Darren Lambert was coming up on him. Copeland leaped up in the air, tried to catch it, but didn't need to leap. Then had to try to catch it at the waist level and dropped the pass. Went right through his hands. Incomplete pass. Fourth down, 13 yards to go at the Rick 17-yard line. And the fans, you can feel the tension in the stands. They're getting a little more anxious. Schmidt to do the kicking. High, beautiful punt into that wind. Taken by Hunter, dropped by Hunter, picked up by Leo Austin. Still on his feet, breaks at the 35, at the 40. Austin breaking away at the 42, and then is drilled by Ricks College. Hunter is down. Hunter up talking with one of the big defenders who just pushes him aside and says, hey, watch this. Never mind this. Chris Connors is down there on the coverage. So Austin on the fumble recovery, fumble by Hunter, recovered by Austin, and then Austin gets a little bit of a run back to make it first down and 10 with 13:43 left in the first half. And Dixie at their own 42-yard line. Good field position. Eye formation on the running backs. Glenn Evans having an outstanding day. Handoff goes to Sean Simpson into the middle of that defensive line. Gain of about a yard on the play, and the Ricks defense is going wild again. They're doing a lot of patting on the back and cheering. Kent Griffith, the man, the big man, wearing number 99 at 6'5", 245. Griffith, the man who inherited Jason Buck's number. Virtually no gain on the play. Make it second down, 10 yards to go at the Dixie 42. And the Ricks defense knows what they have to do, and that's stop the Dixie offense. Give that football back to the Ricks offense. High formation on the running backs. Gamble. Outlet pass goes to Bryant Hill. Hill has to beat one man, will not. Gain of a couple of yards. Berryhill brings him down. John Berryhill at the 44-yard line. So the pass is complete. And it'll be third down and 8 yards to go. Put it at the Dixie 44-yard line. Also in there, well, Kirk Davis over there on the sidelines. He's the man that has the pass interception on the day for Ricks College. To the right is Ron Way. To the left is Bryant Hill. And coming over to the left side is Kevin Hale to cover Hill. Split the running backs behind Gamble. Gamble, back to pass, has a little time, looking for help. Throws a pass over the middle. Is it complete? Yes, it is, and it's enough for the first down. Ron Wade hugged that football down to the ground in Rick's territory. Put it at the 42-yard line. So Ron Wade, with that pass reception, first down and 10. Put it at the Rick's 42-yard line. Dixie with that 10-3 lead. That's what it was at halftime. And has their 11th first down of the day. High formation on the running backs. To the left is Anthony Savage. In motion, Kirk Miller right to left. Pitch goes to the tailback. That's Sean Simpson. Simpson trying to get away, will not. Finally brought down. Steve Draney there on the tackle. Down below. Let's double check some numbers again. That's Troy Fulmer. Fulmer on the tackle down below. Prevented any gain that time from the tailback. So make it second down, 10 yards to go, and put it at the Rick's 42-yard line. Second and 10. To the right goes Wade. Coming back to the left is Bryant Hill. Dixie's running game has been controlling the football, especially from the second quarter. More and more, Dixie gained control of that offense. Draw play to Glenn Evans, and the draw will be misdrawn, slightly erased by Ricks College. Loss on the play of 2 yards. Getting through there was Ricks. Manu in there, also in there was number 88, Ken Peck. So a loss on the play on that draw play. Put it back at the 44-yard line of Ricks. Make it third down and 12 yards to go. Third and 12. To the right is Hill. To the left, Anthony Savage. Mike Gamble, the quarterback, having an outstanding day at quarterback against a very tough defense. Gamble, back to pass, has some time. Under pressure now. Now Gamble will go down at the 50-yard line. And getting through for the sack is number 83, Bruce Clark. Clark, correction. We have that number 83 there. That's not number 83. That's number 88, Ken Peck. Peck, the man that got through, a sack on the play, and that's one of the few times Gamble has not had that much time. Fourth down and 12 yards coming up.
Correction, fourth down at 18 at a punting situation. Campbell, under the rush, gets the punt away and drives Draney back to the six-yard line. Draney trying to get away. Draney does get away at the 10-yard line, but will not get away at the 17-yard line. Ridden out of bounds by Dixie. There on the tackle is Andy Brown. Also in on the tackle is Ephraim Tail. So on the punt, Ricks College gets a little better position than they finished their series of downs last time by 1 yard. First down and 10, and put it at the Ricks 18-yard line. And the defensive struggle continues. 10:04 left in the third quarter. C-Mart stores throughout Southern Utah are there to help you. C-Mart, one right down by the Hilton Inn. When you need that last-minute item, look for the C-Mart store. First down and 10 at the Ricks 18-yard line. Dan English, the quarterback. English has some time. Now doesn't have any time. Rich Cafusi forces him out of the pocket. Fumble on the play. Recovered by Ricks. No. Now the whistle blows. Teddy Newman got a hold of the quarterback, English, as he got away from Rich Cafusi. Fumbled the football, but the ball was blown dead after, believe it or not, a yard gain. So English scrambling away, make it second down and 9 yards to go at the Ricks 19-yard line. A fumble was forced by the ground, so the clock was stopped immediately, or the play was stopped immediately at that point. Triple set to the left. English with one setback. English, second down and 9, trying to get away, throwing the pass over the middle through the hands of Copeland. The pass was online, intended for Copeland, but through his hands, as English suddenly saw Cafusi coming after him, and Rich Cafusi has been putting the pressure on. Third down and 9, and put it at the Ricks 19-yard line still. Ricks trying to get the offense on track. Ricks got a field goal at the beginning of the ball game on their first series of downs, and that's been it. Dixie got a field goal in the second quarter to match at 3-3 and then got the touchdown late in the second quarter to go ahead, 10-3. Back to pass. English. English under pressure. Throws a pass intended for Katoa. Incomplete. On the coverage is Mark Brown, and English had to hurry that pass. Incomplete. Fourth down, 9 yards to go at the Ricks 19-yard line. And Ricks College struggling against the Dixie defense. As Dixie putting the clamps on again. Let's go back a little ways and check and see how far back Dixie goes without allowing a touchdown. The boot by Schmidt. Beautiful high punt coming down, and Sean Hunter being chased back to his own 29-yard line. Turns to the outside, looking to get away, and cannot. Sean Hunter gets back to the 35-yard line. So the punt by Schmidt, a beautiful high punt, as the wind dies down just a little bit, and Schmidt put it right into that wind. Hunter on the run back from the Dixie 29 to the Dixie 35. Make it first down and 10 for Dixie with 8:56 left in the third quarter of play, 10-3. Dixie with the lead, and Dixie has the football on their own 35-yard line. High formation on the running backs. In motion, Kirk Miller, left to right. Mike Gamble pitches to his tailback, Sean Simpson. Simpson trying to turn upfield, and Ricks College right there to meet him. Is there a fumble on the play? Apparently there is, and Ricks may have recovered. Yes! Fumble on the play, and Ricks gets the football. So Dixie with the fumble. Dixie coaches along the sidelines wondering what took place. Apparently, Dixie felt like the ball should have been blown dead. So the fumble recovery by Ricks College with 8:46 left in the third quarter of play, and Dixie with a big mistake. First down and 10, put it at the Dixie 33-yard line, and the Vikings with the football. English, the quarterback, and Dixie will have to spend some more time on defense. First down and 10. Wide receivers on each side. Draw play goes to Copeland. Copeland into the middle of that line. Gets a yard, maybe two on the play. Got to the 32 and tried to spin to the 31. Dennis Wildman on the tackle. Howard Reeve on the tackle. 2 yard gain. Make it second down. 8 yards to go and put it at the Dixie 31-yard line. 8:25. Left in the third quarter of play. And Dixie goes back a ways. Has to go clear back to the Scottsdale game before they allowed a touchdown, the last time they allowed a touchdown.
Back to pass. English. English having some time, throwing over the middle. Complete. Touchdown. Just beyond Leo Austin, and Ricks College now trails 10-9. Pass complete to Garen Jepson. Beautiful. Pass to Jepson as English under pressure. Got the pass to Jepson just beyond Austin. Austin tried to bat it down, could not. So Jepson with a touchdown. Dixie's mistake capitalized immediately by Ricks College with 8:04 left in the third quarter, and Ricks will try to make it a new ball game. 10-9, Dixie with the lead. This point after becomes critical for the Vikings because they need it to get the tie. Let's check and see if it'll be Coons again. Mike Coons will be doing the kicking. Coons has a touchdown to his credit. The snap, the kick, it's up and deflected and will be short. Deflected by Dixie, and it will be short with 8:04 left in the third quarter. 10-9 Dixie, back in 60 seconds.
You'll enjoy the same good cooking Paula is famous for, along with some delicious additions to her new menu. Gracious Mexican decor, a cool fountain, plenty of parking, friendly service, and delicious food awaits you at the new Paula's on the ridge just above Master Muffler. Paula's Cazuela on North Bluff.
Exciting news for all members of the St. George Federal Credit Union. The Board of Directors has approved a new credit union building to be constructed on Tabernacle between 3 and 400 East. The new credit union building will be big and beautiful, and it's going to need a new name. The rapid growth all over Southern Utah necessitates a name change for the St. George Federal Credit Union. And because they value your opinion, they're offering a $100 prize for the winning suggestion. Anyone can enter, but all entries must be in before November 1st. First, the St. George Federal Credit Union, still growing to better serve you.
That's the first touchdown allowed by Dixie since late in the third quarter against Scottsdale. The kick coming down at the goal line, taken by Leo Austin. He dropped it, then brings it upfield. Austin brings it back to the 19-yard line, and Ricks rejuvenated, but Dixie still with that one-point lead, 10-9. As Rich Cafusi, apparently the man who got through for the block. No, they're going to give Austin back to the 20-yard line. So first down and 10 for Dixie at their own 20-yard line. The fumble cost Dixie a touchdown. But Dixie has the lead, 10-9, 7:57 left in the third quarter. And now Rick's side of the field is a little more juiced up. And excited. Back to pass. Mike Gamble under pressure. The screen pass is trying to be developed. There will be a sack on the play. Getting through is number 58, Jesse Johnson. Johnson, a correction, they're going to give that to Leckington. 56, not 58 on the sack. So Leckington, the man who got through, and then turns to the crowd and raises both arms and gets a cheer. So a sack of the quarterback back to the 10-yard line, back to the Dixie 10. Make it second down and 10. Ricks College still with only three first downs on the day, and Dixie with 11. Dixie with a one-point lead, 10-9. Second down, 20 yards to go. Ricks College defense trying to tighten. Gamble back to pass, has some time, throwing deep down the sidelines. Knocked away, is it intercepted? Yes, deflected by Davis into the hands of Ken Lowry. Lowry trailing the play, and the pass is intercepted. Intended on the far sidelines for Brian Hill. A correction for Doc Savage. The pass was deflected by Davis, and Lowry, trailing the play, comes up with a pass interception. So with 7:08 left in the third quarter of play, Ricks College takes the football again. First down and 10, and put it at the Ricks 44-yard line. Deflected by Davis into the hands of Lowry. And Dan English, the quarterback. Dixie with a one-point lead, 10-9. And Ricks College trying to put things together again. In motion now out of that backfield is Kirk Copeland. Back to pass is English. English now throws the pass. Is it complete? Yes, first down. Mark Brown on the tackle. Pass is complete. And Ricks College, Mark Ottenshot, has the first down. First down and 10. As English on the roll, being pressured in that
backfield. Now gets the first down and 10 at the Dixie 44. And English tried to take some pressure off by rolling to the right. Schrade out to the left. Also out to the left is Jepson. And a third man out to the left. One setback. Back to pass is English. English pumps once, pumps twice. Now turns upfield. English will be hit by Newman. And we'll get yardage, though. Newman and Dennis Wildman on the tackle. Put it at the 38-yard line. So English on the run. Gain of 6 yards. Second down, 4 yards to go at the Dixie 38. And Rick's college offense now starting to look a little more like their offense of old. To the left goes Ottenshot. Also out there to the left is Bruce Clark. And into a slot back position is Rick's handoff. Goes to Wilding. Wilding still on his feet. Fumble on the football, and Dixie recovers. Wilding got to the 30-yard line, enough for the first down, and then fumbled the football. Dixie, with a 10-9 lead, takes the football with 6:01 left. Let's double-check and see who picked up that fumble. There was a scramble after it, and I didn't pick up the number. But the fumble is recovered with 6:01 left, and Dixie has first down and 10, and put it at the Dixie 31-yard line. To the right goes Ron Wade. Dixie with a one-point lead, 10-9. To the left is Bryant Hill. Wilding hit hard, had enough for the first down, but took advantage of it. Dixie took advantage of the fumble to get the football. Sean Simpson stopped with a yard gain. Spun down by Ricks College. And that Ricks defense is animated. It's like a 11 Mark Gastineau's out there, the way they go after it, celebrating everything. Second down at 9 at the Dixie 32-yard line. You have some emotion. I guess you have to show it some way. Hill to the right. Savage to the left. Back to pass. Mike Gamble. Gamble under pressure. Gamble escapes one man, will not escape the other, and a fumble or a tackle on the play. There on the tackle in the little sack dance is number 93, Kelly Owl. And Kelly Owl is the man with the tackle and the sack on Gamble. Gamble getting a little less time this time. Back to the 26-yard line. Make it third down, 15 yards to go. Dixie with that 10-9 lead, but the momentum has definitely shifted to Ricks. After that fumble recovery and quick touchdown pass to Jepson, 4:50 left in the third quarter of play. Split the running backs behind Gamble. Wide receiver on the right side. Slot man to the right. Gamble, draw play, goes to Sean Simpson. Simpson at the 30. Simpson puts his head down, gets back to the 33-yard line. Hit there by Steve Draney. Also in on the tackle is Ken Peck. Peck and Draney on the tackle that time. And at the 33-yard line, a gain of 7 yards. Make it fourth down and 8 coming up. Dixie Gas in St. George is the place to go for your propane needs. Now with winter coming on, you'll need heat for your home. So check the propane at Dixie Gas. Back to punt is Troy Campbell. And the Rick student body trying to put together some sort of a wave into the sun. Draney trying to look for that punt. We'll go back and catch it at the 20-yard line. Draney trying to turn upfield, and Draney will get to the 27-yard line before he's rolled under by Dixie. There on the tackle is Andy Brown. Brown, the kamikaze man that seems to be down there at the front end of all of those punts. It'll be first down from the 20 to the 26, and Ricks College has the football. First down and 10. With 3:55 left in the third quarter of play, and put it at the Ricks 26-yard line. First and 10. Quarterback is Dan English. He's going all the way this second half. After Van Brockman threw the pass interception, English has been there ever since. Sack on the play. Rich Kafusi got through. Kafusi, as English couldn't find any receivers, finally Kafusi got English back in his own backfield and put it back at the 13-yard line. English with the sack. And Rich Kafusi having a career day today. Blocking the point after with sack after sack and put it back at the 13. A loss of 13 yards on the play. Second down, 23 yards to go. And put it at the Ricks 13. So Ricks still with only 4 first downs on the day. And Dixie with 11. Second down, 13 yards to go. In motion is Kirk Copeland out of that tailback position. English looks left, now throwing deep over the middle. Back there on the coverage is Garen Jepson, cannot come up with it. Back there with Jepson, stride for stride is Rick Wilson, overthrowing the pass is English. English is the son of former BYU assistant Wally English. Wally English was a coach and assistant coach at BYU, and Kent Tingey, Dixie's assistant, was there as a wide receiver. Third down, 23 yards to go at the Ricks 13-yard line. Dixie gives up their first points in six quarters. First touchdown in 13 quarters of play against Ricks College. But Dixie has the 10-9 lead. The officials want a timeout for a minute with 3 minutes left in the third quarter of play. Jones Painting Glass in St. George is the place to go for all of your glass or paint needs. Check with Jones Painting Glass. They'll give you some expert advice, and also you'll get the best quality. Remember, when you hear the crash, think of Jones Painting Glass. Ron Hahn, apparently making a plea to his football players about something. The officials called the timeout and came over to talk with Ron Hahn. Hahn turned around, held both hands in the air, and shouted something at the official, at his team. And apparently, Hahn, concerned about the pass interference, turned around, pleaded his case with his team, but it was to no avail. Wilson put his hand out as the pass overshot both of them, put his hand on the back of Jepson, but the pass was already over the head of Jepson. Back to pass is English. English, under pressure, will scramble at the 10-yard line. English will be dropped at the 11-yard line. Bruce Bishop on the tackle. Also in there is Teddy Newman. Newman in there. And then from the outside, Dennis Wildman. So Bishop, Newman, and Wildman got there on the sack again. And English finds himself back at the 11-yard line. A loss of two more. So fourth down and 25. 2:32 left in the third quarter of this game. Dixie with a 1-point 10-9 lead. Back in his own end zone is Jerry Schmidt to do the punting. Schmidt gets the boot away and shanks it off to the right. It will come out of bounds. The official says it hits at the 30, but the football never got to the 30. It went out of bounds at about the 22. Now the official walks back upfield. Where is he going to place it? He went to right where the football hit out of bounds, then walked upfield to where the ball went out of bounds, and Dixie on a poor punt by Schmidt with 2:18 left in the third quarter. Dixie, first and 10, inside the Ricks 22-yard line. First and 10, Dixie, inside the Ricks 22. Mike Gamble, who's been sacked twice this quarter against that Ricks defense, now has some daylight behind him. Handoff goes to Glenn Evans. Evans gets to the 21 and may have made it to the 20. Was rolled down there by Ricks College. Into the middle of that line is number 92. That's James Jackson. Jackson in the middle. Give him about a yard and a half. Second down and a long 8 yards coming up. They put the nose of the football.